morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO, the news and talk of Sonoma County. Happy New Year. I guess it's, we can say that, Joe, right? We can say Happy New Year.
Why well, not? We're only hours away.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Today's the 30th.
Do my math real 39, a little under 39 hours away.
Yeah, 39.
To ding, 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 ding.
Not bad, not bad. So I hope you have a, how was your Christmas? Good?
Yes, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Had to come in and listen to the Warriors get beat by, what was it, 30?
Boy, they're not looking very good lately.
Well, they had a nice win last night.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. Yeah.
But really, the only time they really have to look good is about March.
Yeah, yeah. When
so,
it gets serious, really,
yeah,
seriously,
yeah.
The second season. Yeah. But, I mean, the bowl games yesterday were just sucked.
Yeah.
I've got this bad hip knee thing where I can't even walk. And I sat on the couch and watched – what were supposed to be the playoffs, which, my God, talk about domination. So it's going to be Mr. Saban.
Clemson and Alabama.
Again.
Seems like the same teams are, since they started this playoff team.
If that's who rises to the top, at Notre Dame, they got their butt kicked.
Yeah, that wasn't pretty, was it?
Jim Harbaugh is probably not going to be back at Michigan.
I still think he'll be back, but
he got his butt kicked by Ohio. I mean, their arch rival,
Ohio State,
right? And then he loses, like gets his butt kicked in this latest bowl game. So, I mean, Michigan ain't got nothing to cheer about with that guy at the helm.
Now, at least not at the end of the season.
Yep.
And we almost had another wipeout, and I'm looking for it. Auburn beat Purdue.
I saw that.
And Auburn had,
what are they, 56 points?
At halftime.
Halftime.
And they led 63-14 during the fourth. And they had a chance to get to 70. They had it like fourth and eight at the 10-yard line. Basically, that's what they did.
Yeah.
They ran a little sweep that didn't go anywhere. And so they could have gotten a set because they said only two teams have ever scored 70 points in a bowl game. And we mentioned Army last week. So number three was almost there, but there isn't too many close games.
Pretty much unbelievable. Well, good morning to one and all. Hope you're having a great year. And we're going to be chatting with some folks from Freedom Mortgage today about any effect that the federal shutdown is having with lending. So we're going to have a couple of folks. My friend Marco Guerrero, who is the general manager over there, is on a holiday, but we have one of his folks going to be chatting and calling in. I think we may even have two, an underwriter plus a lender. I think Mike's going to call in. So we're going to get their opinion and see what's going on with the federal shutdown. The FEMA basically was not going to write any insurance policies, and what happened with that was that the if FEMA did not write insurance policies, there's a whole swath of the United States that needs flood insurance, and that's pretty much all the whole Gulf states and Florida and up the East and West Coast. We're not too affected by it too much in California. There are areas, though, like in the Delta, and those are kind of areas that need, flood insurance. Usually you'll know if you have flood insurance, and even a lot of people around Guerneville have no need for flood insurance. But in areas where it happens a lot, and that's, areas where there's hurricanes and, major flooding, that whole area was going to be kind of left out in the cold. So, but what happened is that FEMA came to its senses and they said they would go ahead and write insurance for the rest. On. There we go. I'm using my on off button here. I think it was the first. Yeah, how about that? Because I didn't do it right, but this.
You turned yourself off real well. Now you got to learn to put the on
back
so
back
they can hear you.
Yes, how about that? Anyway, so they're going to be calling in about 9:15, and we'll chat about that. But the overall, the marketplace, there's a lot of interesting things going on. It's kind of a year end wrap up. What's happened last year, I think obviously the major story is still the fire of October 17 and also the recovery. That's probably the major big story, the big build, as I like to call it, which is going on now. The PD had some great articles lately on the housing market, on affordability, on getting, you know, properties rebuilt in the county. I think if any one thing, you can see that they're really, you know, really putting their heads together and trying to, you know, just trying a whole bunch of different scenarios where they can get housing and you know, get it on the market and get it built. The hardest part is getting it built right now, and they have some really audacious goals. You know, they want to build something like 30,000 houses in the next 5 years. It ain't going to happen. You know, they had a chance to build 865 up there at the old community hospital, and that fell flat on its face. So, you know, that's the big issue we run into. And I think David Rabbit, the supervisor in Petaluma, called it out. It's just NIMBYism. And, you know, granted, there's, you know, building for the sake of building. I don't think we should, you know, throw away, you know, a lot of our vaunted open space and our environmental concerns. But, you know, there's sometimes where that basically the concern over that or the intentions of some groups of people can really, you know, kill a project. The longer it takes to get the property built, the more expenses are involved, the more you have to project that out, the more the product has to be more expensive to make the whole project work. The number you may give it at the time you put it on the market may no longer be there, which we saw in 2007. 2008, there are still lots around Sonoma County, which when you look at the prices back in 2007, 2008, they didn't make any sense then. We are not that much higher. We're, I think, maybe 15% higher, if that, over the peak of 2007, 2008. So it's not that we had this huge surge like San Francisco is almost like 200 and some percent over there, huge numbers over their peak back in 2007 and 2008. We did not really get that done. So that's the issue we're looking at. And these, you know, there's a lot of thought going on. We're going to talk about that further. But I encourage you to read the articles in the PD. The PD is doing a terrific job. You know, the reason you really need local journalism, I mean, all, you know, journalism is local. That's why we need a good, strong, you know, daily newspaper to really take a look at what's going on. And the biggest thing that journalists lament are the local beats, how they're kind of like disappearing because it's simply, you know, newspapers are not becoming or not that profitable any longer. So the first thing to go is the local beat reporters, or they start doing all sorts of different things. But thank God the PD's got some good reporters over there, and they really look at what's going on here locally, because, you know, they're vested here locally too. The people that own the Press Democrat are some pretty outstanding business folks and community leaders, and, you know, they have a vested interest in the county, so and they understand the viability of a newspaper. So I encourage you to, if you don't subscribe to the PD, do it. I mean, you can do digital. That's what I do. I subscribe digitally because I don't want all that paper. I just don't want all that paper, Joe. Anyway, okay, so let's take a break. Call-in numbers are 636-1350, 636-1350. We're probably going to be busy with the lenders calling in, so you may not be able to call in, but we'll take their calls afterwards. Matter of fact, that's them right now. So we'll take a break, come back. I'm Mike Kelly. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. Happy New Year. We'll be right back after these words.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Traffic on the fives, weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO 1350. We're delighted to have on our hotline Michael Lamka. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you doing? Good, good, good. If you're on a speaker, get off of it, okay?
No, I am on your headset.
You sound like you're in the bathroom talking or something, you know what I mean? We have an echo to you. So is there anything you're doing unusual with that phone line?
No, but, you know, let me get off my headset and see if
there, okay, that's probably what it is, yeah.
Is that any better?
Yeah, much better. Sounds really good.
Here you go.
Good quality.
Perfect.
Yeah, so, you know, the reason I wanted you guys on is that, you know, and Michael's been a lender for, I think, just a mere 30 years here in the county. I've known Michael for years. He works with Marco Guerrero over at Freedom Mortgage, and Marco is a really great guy. He used to actually, he's married, I think, to the daughter of the owners of Sweet Tea. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, correct. So Sweet Tea will be opening, too, I think, in February.
It's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Huh? Oh, that's not a good place for it to be for you guys. You'll be over there, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So Michael, tell me. So my concern, and I talked to Marco, and you know this government shutdown. We've had them before, and we've had them where things then started. They were okay for a while. Then as they kept getting longer and longer, we started running into issues with lending. And, you know, I was reading an Inman article, and that kind of spawned my reason, you know, to get you guys on the air. They were talking about, okay, well, look, what if you're doing an IRS check for somebody and you want to, you know, you need to check their returns to make sure that everything's on legit. Is that happening? So tell me, are you guys seeing anything? What's I know that FEMA was not going to issue any flood, you know, insurance.
Correct.
But they did change their mind, I think, late Friday, and will be doing that. So that's one thing that could have come up. And I don't know how much we need flood insurance in Sonoma County, but I know in other areas of the nation, you have to have flood insurance.
Oh, yeah. Well, as you can imagine, Mike, it's very impactful for the river.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Right? Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a number of things that are being impacted by it. And you're absolutely right. The longer it goes, the more impactful it gets because they somewhat accumulate on themselves. The one that's probably the most, you know, immediate for us is that we use what we call 4506, and we validate someone's tax returns by going to the IRS and getting a copy of the transcript of their tax returns.
Gotcha.
It's basically just a form that tells us in what box or what numbers. So we can validate that the tax returns we have are the ones that the IRS has.
Right.
That process has ended, right? They're no longer offering that assurance for us. So what we're doing now is we're actually waiving that requirement, put it in the file. Government shut down, waived. You know, it's a policy.
So it ended because of the government shutdown, or the IRS is not issuing.
Yeah, it ended because of the government shutdown.
So the shutdown.
No longer doing that for us.
Correct. Right. So now if you have no credit, if you have no tax returns, now's the time to refinance.
It's possible. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at the end, I don't know why they can't verify
it's quality,
it.
It's a quality check that doesn't really catches very few things.
Right. Right.
To tell you the truth,
right.
But you know, nonetheless, it's one that's required by Fannie Mae. It's one that we can't comply with.
So now what happens? That means that loan is not sold off to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae. You have to do a portfolio product.
Freedom has taken the position that we're going to waive that particular requirement. We can always go back and order it once they are, in fact, available. If there's a real problem, address it then. But we're going to continue moving forward without the 4506. It's one that we think that there's a limited risk to, and we're willing to do.
Right.
And again, we can always go back and do it at a later date. But it's one of those things that is becoming inconvenient. And another big issue for us right now, it's not a big issue, but you know, you need, for us, the connection of a name and a Social Security are critical, right?
Right.
We want to see that. We want to know that those two elements are accurate in a loan.
Sure.
And right now, you can't get a Social Security validation through the federal government. You have to do it some other way. So you got to have a card. You got to have something else that has a way of validating that. But our process for validating someone's Social Security accuracy has been shut off by the federal government. That's not available to us.
Really interesting. So you better. I got my Social Security card, I think, when I was like 16, or I forget when you get it, you know, and then I went swimming in the Rush River and it disappeared, you know. And I had to get one for some crazy reason. I had to go down to the building over off of, I was over by Cottingtown. And I got in and out of there pretty quick, but the procedure was very interesting. So now and now I can't find the card. When I don't know what I did with it. So it's one of those things. I know my Social Security number, obviously, but one of those things you always forget about. But so we possibly had FEMA, but they're going to be rewriting, which is good. And you guys are going to waive. Now, is all lenders waiving this?
Don't know. Tell you the truth, I don't know what all the policies are across the country.
Yeah.
But I would assume that they'd have similar, you know, a willingness to accommodate to some degree.
Sure.
You know, the three products, of course, that are government-related, USDA, FHA, and VA. Right now, VA looks unaffected at this point.
Right.
FHA looks somewhat unaffected, although some small things. For instance, we do call into FHA, and sometimes we need an FHA actual underwriter instead of our own, and that's really not going to be available to us. The other one that the FHA is not doing is that they're not issuing any new condo approvals. Now, that's a long-term prospect, right?
Yeah,
they're usually done early, so that's a long-term effect, right? It could be 2 or 3 months, and all of a sudden now the condo FHA issue is a problem because of the delay that we're having now.
Yeah, and while we're on that, I mean, are most condos approved nowadays, Michael, in Sonoma County? There's some that are just not. We're talking Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. So
yeah, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, because they're different, right? You can have an FHA approval as well as a Fannie Mae approval. but the FHA piece of it, they're not processing that. So you can't do. You know, you have to have FHA approval to do an FHA loan in a condo.
Right.
And so. If you're doing a new condo complex, that's when you do the FHA approval, and they're just not processing those right there at this point.
Yeah.
So those could be potentially delayed.
Gotcha. So most people think you can go out and get a loan on a condo, no problem. But I remember there was one time where it seemed like every condo complex in Santa Rosa was in litigation. You know?
Yeah.
And it said, you know, homeowners don't understand that. You know, they own a condo complex and they sue. Well, as soon as they sue the developer for defect litigation or whatever, you're basically out of the park as far as getting a loan because there's that litigation in place. So, and then it takes them 2 or 3 years to get it worked out, and nothing's really selling unless you got a cash buyer. You know.
Yeah. It can really impact a condo for sure.
Yeah. So if you're buying a condo, that's one of the things you really need to look at. Okay. Especially if you're getting a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan. Okay, so what else we got? Anything else?
Yeah, well, the USDA, right?
Right, okay.
We don't see a lot of that, but that they're not operating right now at all.
Yeah, people go USDA, yeah. I mean, but it's like, and I forget the cities. Is Windsor still one of those that...
Yeah, Windsor still. The way I describe to clients is I describe it as basically Stony Point West on Highway 12, Windsor North, and then going down Highway 12, you know, you're kind of looking at Glen Ellen, thereabouts, heading south on Highway 12, as long as you stay in the rural areas.
Yeah, but this is a rural kind of alone. So Santa Rosa, Petaluma, Rona Park, they're
all out.
They're all out. Yeah. But Cloverdale's in it, right, I assume?
Cloverdale's in, yep.
Yeah, Cloverdale, bet. Windsor. Yep. What about Healdsburg? Yep. Healdsburg's in it?
Yeah, Healdsburg in, but, you know, there's a limitation on the income and the loan amount and stuff for USDA. So Healdsburg isn't really viable that much because of its price point.
Yeah. And what's the loan limit for the USDA?
I'd have to go back and look, Michael, to tell you the truth. I want to say it's the same as the Fannie and Freddie.
So like 559, something like that? Or
Yeah, 535, yeah, something
535,
like that.
Yeah. So that's something viable for some people. They may want to explore that. Now, so what are the advantages? I'm sorry to get off on a USDA tangent, but I don't think anybody even knows they even make loans. What are some of the highlights of why you would get a USDA loan?
It's primarily due to low down payment requirements. It's literally zero down payment requirements on USDA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
You have to. There's some very technical kind of qualifications, right?
Right.
There's a slim. You got to be able to earn X amount, but not too much, and so you're in this price point that is a relatively small sliver of a price point,
but nonetheless, that's
what's at.
Yeah, okay. Well, something to explore. You should always explore all your options when you're looking.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. And you guys, that's a good thing about you guys at Freedom. You have a whole slew of good things to work with. So what else we got? Anything else?
No, you know, as far as the shutdown is concerned, it's mostly that. You know, over time, it becomes more and more of an issue. For us, you know, we're looking at basic functional things, right? How do we do loans still? But there's more of an impact as well, right? We get people that we're servicing that can't make their bills, and so now their credit's being impacted. And is it really that, or is it something else? And you know, just as you mentioned early in the show, the longer it goes, the more impactful it becomes.
Yeah, the bigger the ripples.
The ripples get longer and bigger.
Yeah, again, I can't believe some of the recommendations. Well, see if your landlord will let you do some work around the house. You know, like there's 300,000 people affected by this thing.
I'm gonna pay my apartment so I don't have to make my rent.
That's not gonna work. Sorry, guys. Yeah, so they need to get this thing taken care of. They don't realize it really affects the. And a lot of the federal workers, believe me, they're not rolling around in gravy. I don't know what people think federal workers make, but they don't make the kind of money unfortunately, people think they make.
Right.
We're going to take a break here shortly, Mike, but I want you to stick around if you can. Do you have time?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. That's kind of a hard break we have to make here. So I'm talking to Michael Lamka, and Mike has been a lender here for 40 years. I already bumped you up 10 years. 30 years in Sonoma County. He's an old friend of Pete Phillippe, who was a long stalwart on the show here, and Pete's doing other things right now. But he's with Freedom Mortgage. Michael, give me your telephone number.
It's 707, of course, 494-4026.
494-4026. Okay, Mike is going to hold on. We'll come back and talk about interest rates and what you see what's going to happen in 2019. Okay, so we'll give you a little heads up, Michael. We'll take a break and come back more. I'm Mike Kelly. You listen to the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on KSRO. Right back after these words.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria is a mistake, says Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican.
This is being done by President Trump against sound military advice. The president went to Iraq Thank you very much for going. I'm going to ask him to sit down with his generals and reconsider how to do this.
Graham on CNN's State of the Union agreeing with retired four-star Army General Stanley McChrystal, former top Allied commander in Afghanistan.
I don't believe ISIS is defeated. I think ISIS is as much an idea as it is a number of ISIS fighters.
General McChrystal on ABC's This Week. Russian President Putin telling President Trump in a New Year's letter today that Moscow is ready for dialogue on a wide-ranging agenda. That word from the Kremlin. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, after meetings with border protection officials at the U.S.-Mexico border this weekend, is calling for more thorough initial health screenings for migrant children. The partial federal government shutdown is stretching into a second week. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mix of clouds and sunshine today with low 60s, then partial clearing tonight with mid-30s. New Year's Eve Monday brings you mostly sunny skies, transitioning to clear skies overnight with lows dropping considerably to near 30. Tuesday's premiere of 2019 offers sunny skies in mid-50s, then clear overnight with lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO. And Ron, the line with Michael Lamka. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kelly.
Great. And Mike's with the Freedom Mortgage, and he's been a lender here in Sonoma County for like 30 years. Good friend of old Pete Phillippe. How is Pete doing anyway?
He's doing well. I just talked to him last week a little bit. We're setting up lunch, I think, here this coming Wednesday, maybe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I gotta take him out to lunch too myself. He was on the air, God, I think 15 years ago with me, and one of his many. I think he was with, Countrywide. He got me in the REOs years ago with Countrywide because he was working for them, and then he was with, I think, Wells, and then somebody else, and somebody else, and then he finally was with you guys, and then he, was he with you guys?
Yeah,
right at the end, yeah. Cool, but he's a good guy, good lender, and he's doing some other stuff right now, so we wish him well. So we're talking about the federal shutdown and what it means to lending, and we've gone over some of the issues. As I was mentioning, FEMA is going to write insurance, flood insurance. They were thinking about not doing it, which would have been a disaster for many, many areas, you know, in the country. But also now the Social Security checking your Social Security is not working very well. Also, the 4506 IRS basically confirmation of what's on your tax returns. That's being waived by Freedom. I don't know if anybody else is doing that. That's an issue. VA looks okay so far. FHA may be somewhat affected. USDA also is affected, which is the there are not many loans made of USDA, quite frankly, in Sonoma County. But, you know, if you're getting a loan for the first time, you're a first-time home buyer, when you talk to Mike, and Mike can be reached at 494-4026, Michael Lamka, 494-4026. He can help you, you know, explore all your options, right, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So what do you, so I know Freedom, I know every lender is out there going, okay, what in the wide world of sports is going on with the Fed, you know, and does it really affect us and that type of thing. So what's Freedom's take on 2019 and your take on 2019? What do you think is going to be happening?
Yeah, so I before I do that, I'm going to just recap 2018 in 13, 15 seconds. You know, what we saw, of course, in 18 was the impact of the fires, right, the October before. So we had a spike in real estate value and a spike in cash purchases and a spike in activity there right after the fires and an inflationary value kind of syndrome. And now we're seeing, and then, of course, those purchases were mostly cash. And so I didn't see any of them.
Yeah.
They're cash because I'm doing lending.
Sure.
And then we have a inflated value kind of scenario, and people are kind of setting back, going, geez, I don't know if I'm going to buy at this. Are they going to come down?
Right.
And then, of course, backdrop to that or increase in interest rates. So the year was a rough year, and there's a number of people that I talked to that said that it was one of their toughest years from a lending perspective, simply because of the opportunity that was there.
Sure.
Or not there, for that matter. What I'm expecting this year, and one fact I think that's interesting is that the, and I'm not sure where you are with the real estate licensing, but the lending license for California in particular are down quite a bit. Like the number of people that renewed their license and the number of people that got their license to do lending is down 20, 25, some places 30%. So there's fewer of us lenders out there because of the year that we had, I think.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing this year coming up is I'm expecting a much better year. I think it'll be far more balanced than we had in the past. I think that we're going to start to see some equilibrium between buying and selling. You know, the high balance and the conforming loan rates have gone up, so that should help our county quite a bit.
Yeah.
Rates are going up, but the market is so unstable, Mike. Even when the Fed says, hey, you know, we're going to raise it a quarter, the rate actually comes down. Right, because the market is so tumultuous at this point.
Yeah, I know the stock market, it's wild. The 10-year treasury, you know, is like, you know, you're looking at that for some stability. It's just the financial markets are just like, holy Toledo.
Yeah, they're in chaos. And so at this point, I think that will we see increasing interest rates? Yeah, but marginally, right?
Yeah.
Maybe one or two increases. And even when they do increase, you don't really see it in the street price.
Right.
Because the street is basically saying, look, man, the stock market is so unstable. I'm going to go ahead and put my money in bonds. And so the bond market has, you know, we're at 2.7 something, and we're at 3.75. And so we're way off the highs. And I think rates are pretty advantageous at this point. We're into a regular market, Mike. I think we're going to see 80% purchase. 20% refi, which is what the market should be. It's been upside down for so long. I think that we're in a regular market, and we're going to see some bounce in between buyer and seller, and we're going to see some normalcy. I'm looking forward to 2019.
Yeah. The, you know, when you look at the sales, and you know, even our sales were erratic this past year, and a lot of those, you know, we sold we sold many million-dollar properties for cash. I sold a number of myself, and they were, you know, fire victims who were coming in and buying these properties. But when, you know, the thing about our sales that was so crazy is that they've been going down now for the last 5 years. But what happened for us in the last end of the year, you know, we had these dramatic drops in sales. I mean, October, you know, I think it was like August to September, a huge drop, you know, then August, you know, October through November, a huge drop, you know, and we're down about 14% sales over last year at this time, you know, which is, you know, which we'll see how that shakes out at the end of the year. I don't think it's going to be all that much difference. But that's that was the dramatic thing from a real estate perspective that I saw, was that you know, even though sales were down only 14%, they got down like in the last, you know, last 3-4 months of the year, you know, and it was just, and it wasn't a seasonal. It was like a boom, you know, stop the, just shut the faucet off, you know, that kind of thing. But so, so rates right now, what are we looking at? We're looking 5.25, 4.75, you know?
Yeah, we're in the fours somewhere, right? I mean, we should be at the high fours somewhere. I mean, I've seen some fives if you're doing a multi-unit investment purchase or cash out or something like that. Yeah, you'll definitely get into the fives, but you should be in the fours, somewhere between 4.5, 4, three quarters. Just depends on your credit score and down payment and all those things.
Exactly, exactly. And so, what's your, like, your number one advice to give a you know, a first time home buyer? You know, what, you know.
So my number one advice is to plan early, and what I mean by that is, you know, down in your heart that you're going to want to buy a home at some point. And you also know from a, you know, intellectual perspective that you're not ready to do that yet, right? You just started your job or you don't have any money. Start, talk to someone now. If you don't talk to me, talk to someone, because I have a number of clients that I talk to, I get them on the right path. And then it's 6 months, it's a year, it's 2 years, sometimes 5 years before they're like in a position to go, hey, I'm going to buy a house now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you never talk to anybody about what has to happen so that you can put yourself in that position, you never will.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suggest that you don't need to wait till you have the dream job or you get your big inheritance or any of those things. All you really need to do is talk to someone and say, how can I get myself in a position to purchase a house? And you can, I like to use terms family wealth, right? Parents, grandparents, kids, cousins, uncles. There's lots of ways to gather the resources so that you can enjoy the privilege of home ownership. You just need to get with a trusted advisor, someone that can show you the way.
Yeah, and you know, as far as prices are concerned, I don't, you know, I'm anticipating that they're going to soften. They're not going to be the roaring numbers we had. You know, it'll be interesting to see when we hit the, you know, the peak, you know, buying season, like especially coming in the spring, how much inventory we're going to see. Even though inventory has come up, it's still not that dramatic. I mean, I think we have 770 properties, you know, active right now, showable properties for the entire county. That's every city in Sonoma County, every price point. There's only 775. That's not much, guys. I don't care what they – well, we normally have 400. Look at the inventory. That's still nothing. All right, we used to have like 2,500, 3,000 listings, you know, where you could really take a pick and have a good choice. So it's still kind of slim pickings out there.
Right.
But the thing about it is that, you know, you really need to get a plan and, you know, don't go look at property until you're qualified, guys. It's the worst mistake you can make. Because you're thinking, your friend may say, well, look, I got this loan and look, my credit's kind of crappy. You should be able to get it. And then you start looking at houses and then you don't realize that, number one, maybe you can afford more, or maybe you can't afford it at all because there could be, you know, a credit issue. I mean, we have a lot of boomerang buyers coming back, you know, which people who lost homes, you know, during 2007, 2008, bankruptcies, foreclosures. And those are all like off the books now, pretty much, right, Michael? I mean, it's what, 7 years for BK, I think. So a lot of those people are off the air.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everyone's all that heartache has pretty much passed us at this point. The refi pluses and the over LTV refinances because of the 2008 crisis, all that stuff is gone.
Right.
We're pretty much into a normal kind of lending situation. Yeah, interesting, Mike. We're still going to have a bit of a shortage, but I still see more of a balance than we had because we had such big swings. Right after the fire, all that money came in and things were going hot, like you said.
Yep.
And then everyone's sitting back going, geez, these are too expensive. I'm not sure I want to buy them. And so it just felt like we never reached much of a balance. If we did, we were there for like a day.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to revisit that again, Michael, because, you know, we have that 10-month fuse, which is ticking now for people who will lose their insurance, you know, for the rental properties they're living in. And I think a lot of people, it's remarkable how many people have not even pulled the trigger on even getting plans or even getting somebody to look at their property for a rebuild, you know. And there's a whole bunch of lots out there that are on the market now, especially in the Northeast area. There's, you know, hundreds of lots. And, right. you know, the average time in the market is like 8 or 9 months. So the big month supply of inventory. But those people are going to be doing something. Either, you know, I think I read in the Press Democrat where they feel we lost like 7,000 people from Santa Rosa because they just lost their housing and moved someplace mm-hmm. else. So we're, you know, we have a long road to hoe, especially when it comes back to new housing. But it's going to take a while. But those people are going to start, they're going to either make up their minds, either do we sell it or do we buy here or do we move? You know, those are going to be yeah. the three options. And hopefully right. they'll decide to stay here and either rebuild or, you know, buy something in the resale market, because a lot of those folks who lost their homes were older, you know, my age cohort, you know, big older mm-hmm. boomers who were going to be probably selling and moving down anyway, you know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, we got to run, Michael. Hey, thank you very much, buddy, for coming on. I really appreciate it. Michael Lamka, he's with Freedom Mortgage, and Mike's number is 707-494-4026. And we will put that on the show's blog for you, Michael, and then I'll put it on my show blog also. Thanks. Have a happy new year. I'll see you, on the 8th, I think, is when our first meeting is back in.
On the 8th, man. Not a Tuesday before. I don't want to be on that stupid
realtor camera. Yeah, that's an inside joke. So Michael, stay on the line with you, because Joe needs to get your ML, your N, whatever that number is, okay?
All right. Not a problem.
All right, so thanks very much, Michael. Have a great holiday. Have a happy new year
to you. You too, Michael.
Okay,
happy
buddy.
Happy new year.
Take care. Okay, Michael Lamka, and he's a lender with Freedom Mortgage, old buddy of Pete Phillippe's, and works with Mark Guerrera over there, and been in business quite a few years. And I wanted to get a take of the lender as to the shutdown, which is going on now. So you folks who are in the throes of getting a loan, or maybe, you know, you're thinking about writing an offer, and you need to really know what's going on. So, well,
talk to Karen from Santa Rosa.
Karen, okay, I'll talk to Karen from Santa Rosa. I like Karen from Santa Rosa.
Go.
Good morning, Karen.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you have such a cheery voice this early in the morning. That's great.
Well, I appreciate your show. I always learn a lot. thank you. Hey, I was just calling because we lost our home in the fire in Fountain Grove.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been an ordeal, as
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, we're thinking about rebuilding. And, you know, as you were just talking about, we've got these choices to make.
Right.
And I wondered what the environment is going to be like, say, at the end of 2019 to rebuild and sell.
Boy, that's a lot. That's 2018 or 2019? You mean next year?
Yeah, I
yeah.
do.
You know, if you're going to be rebuilding to sell it, have you talked to contractors? Do you have any square foot costs down? You kind of get an idea what it's going to cost you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're in the design process right now.
And you're being quoted about how much per square foot?
Well, we're beginning about $350 to $400.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good solid square footage. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, keeping your cost in tight, and, you know, and when you redesign the house, if you're going to be selling it, obviously you want to make sure that the house has the broadest appeal possible. Are you going to be doing a single level or two-story?
It'll be a single. But, you know, I got to say, I'm a little bit concerned, in fact, a lot concerned, about these new requirements for what the codes, you know, now are for these upgrades.
Yep.
And I'm trying to be really efficient with my, you know, Title 24 and all of that. But one thing I've found, I'm really kind of freaked out about it, is that there's a, these lowy windows can start fires.
Yeah.
And it's become a real problem. I'm aware of a vacant, you know, air model home that caught fire.
Really?
And yeah, the fence caught fire. It was in Skyhawk, and this is right around the time of the campfires, like in that same week when the winds kicked up.
Yeah.
And it was really, really windy, and they caught fire, and the mulch caught on fire because the low E windows have a curvature. There's something about the way that they're being made.
It's like
now
a magnifying glass or something there.
You got it. That's it. That's it. And I'm very concerned that people don't know this and that this could be a disclosure issue.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it might be, yeah, if that's the case. So, yeah, so, you know, just, you know, as far as getting keeping your square foot cost down, obviously, and not maybe going too berserk on what you do inside the house so you can, you know, you build it solidly. You know, look at some of the model homes that are being done, you know, get an idea what they're doing. And then into the, you know, God knows what the price is going to be. You know, it's just going to be a real hard, Karen, at that time to really put a number on it. I'm anticipating, I think what people have paid for these lots and what they're going to be paying for square footage, they may be looking at like $1 million, you know, with the cost of the land, $1.5 million, $1.6 million, $1.7 million. Is there a mass market for that kind of price point? I don't know. You know, I mean, it's there's plenty of $1 million properties on the market now, but it'll be really interesting to see just what the appetite for the consumer will be for that price point. And that's going to be shake out in the spring market and into the summer. So I would monitor the markets really well, monitor the comps as best you can. And if you get a chance to go to open houses and see what's selling, you know, and make sure you kind of duplicate that. But watch out for those windows.
Well, that was my concern. Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of anything in regards
to... As a realtor, I've not heard, you know, and realtors, believe me, they tell everything. And we have not heard of any incidents regarding that.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah, wow.
And I'm concerned about the upgrades because we're putting in fire-creating upgrades. This is supposed to be part of our Title 24 upgrade. And, you know, people are – they're putting them in all over the place now, and they're – it's just it's dangerous.
I would definitely approach the city, you know, and talk to the builders there. And talk to – you know, I know you guys have, you know – pretty good neighborhood groups up where you are in Fountain Grove. And I would talk to your neighbors and say, you know, maybe we need to get a petition together. Maybe we need to go to the manufacturer, you know, and say, hey, what's going on here, and, you know, do some research on it. And that's the best thing you can do.
There's articles out there. It's actually, if you type it in, low E windows and fires, you'll find a plethora Google articles on it.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in and bringing to the attention of our listeners. We appreciate that. So, be careful out there. But as far as, you know, you selling your house in 2019, you know, it's a long ways away. My crystal ball broke a long time ago.
We'll definitely get out there more in 2019. Now here it is January coming up, and we'll just keep our feet on the ground.
You got it, Karen. Right. Thanks for calling and thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Hey, interesting. That's it's kind of like a convict's window. It must act like when you're a kid with the, you know, magnifying glass, right? Started a fire. Matter of fact, I've got a watch, my watch, Joe. If I press here, it pops open, and it's a magnifying glass.
Really?
Here. Wow. See that? Look at that. So is that cool or what, huh? Am I prepared or what?
Should I be nervous now?
You better be careful. I'm going to aim this at you, zap you. Anyway, but so, nah, we'll keep going. Let's keep going. So we're just going to not take a break. We're just going to keep going, folks. But there's some, like I said, some great articles. I want to thank Mike for coming on to the show and talking about, you know, the issues with the shutdown. Hopefully you are not in that mix where you're in escrow. All of a sudden you're going, oh, you know, boom, everything's kind of put on hold. Does it seem like there's things that will stop you in your tracks? I mean, the FEMA thing probably would have been the most disastrous. I think NAR, the National Association of Realtors, was anticipating like 40,000, properties that would not be able to close because of that. But, you know, and NAR always over-exaggerates. They always make it seem more dramatic than it is. But, you know, there's just some great stuff going on. And, you know, when you look at, like, the Habitat for Humanity, and I think what's going on nowadays in our county, and I firmly believe this, I think the builders, the government, city, and the county are really, really, you know, have housing as the number one goal. And they're talking about it all the time. They're encouraging things. And there's that article about Habitat for Humanity actually, you know, doing some prefab or off-site building, and they need a warehouse. So if you got a 16,000 to 20,000 square foot warehouse that's not being used for marijuana cultivation, they would probably love to hear from you. So if we got any folks out there that have that kind of a warehouse, you know, they said, yeah, we need a warehouse. And I'm going, oh, good luck, you know, because it seems like every warehouse we have is currently being used for cannabis cultivation. But what they're trying to do is, you know, obviously lower the price. You know, Habitat for Humanity normally doesn't do that many homes, but they're, you know, really proposing to get off the dime. And, you know, they really want to contribute to the community. And they feel they can probably do 70 prefabricated homes each year, which, hey, that's going to put a dent in it. I mean, you know, Mr. Gore, our supervisor up in the North County, you know, said he wanted to do 30,000 houses. And that's, I think the PD refers to it as a supremely ambitious goal, which I totally concur. But, you know, Habitat for Humanity, they're the grinders. They're the ones that are out there and they're affordable housing. But they got to find the land. And there was a really interesting, you know, I think showing the level of enthusiasm and seriousness of the housing issues that the Tennis Wiki was on Steve's show, Steve Jackson's show last week. And I there's an article in the PD about the county, you know, having a plea for the public to submit land for development. And it's not just land like, you know, doing a subdivision. They quote the those apartments that were burned down in Larkfield that they were going to rebuild them, and the county said, okay, you want to build more? And they go, yeah, sure. So, okay, well, if you do this and do this, we'll let you build more. And so they're going to be rebuilding, but with more units. So if you're thinking about rebuilding your house, add a granny unit, add a, what they call ADUs now, you know, accessory dwelling unit. You know, think outside the box and think what you can do with your property. And because this is what we need to do. We need to start looking. Maybe you have a house and you're thinking, you know, maybe I would rather, you know, have a duplex here. Now, you know, there's zoning issues, obviously, this type of thing. But I think the county and the city are looking at some of these county or these limitations as to zoning as, you know, as standing in the way of developing housing. And so I think they're going to be modifying that. Matter of fact, there's, I think, Assemblyman Weiner, or he's a senator or assemblyman for the state of California. He has legislation that if you're within so many miles of a transit station, like, and we have, you know, the railroad now going to Smart Train throughout Sonoma County, that they will allow you to build on what was, you know, before, like, say, commercial zoning only. So there's a lot, I think, a lot of flexibility. David Goon, we've had him on the show before. We've had Tennis Wick on the show before. They really want you to think, you know, if you've got a lot and you're, it's underutilized, give them a call. You know, maybe you have a, you know, a duplex on an acre lot someplace where you're on city sewer. Maybe you can go to them and say, look, I want to add three more units or four more units or whatever. But I think they're really, you know, thinking outside the box, you know, and they're willing to do certain things for you, waiving certain fees, you know, making sure things are happening. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, I encourage you to subscribe to the PD so you can really get the, you know, the local news, and also listen to KSRO because we're always local here too. The Marconi Award-winning KSRO. Okay, guys, have a great Happy New Year, Joe. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You're
too. Welcome. We'll see you next year on the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. Give me a call if you want. 322-8503. 322-8503. Happy New Year.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on the Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation. winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Troops from Syria is a mistake, says Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican.
I'm going to ask him to sit down with his generals and reconsider how to do this.
Graham on CNN's State of the Union, agreeing with retired four-star Army General Stanley McChrystal,